I mean, we kind of end up landing in the place that we don't want to land. But let me ask you a question. So you've got some staff attrition on the table. And we can see from the fact that, you know, at the level that we're currently at, that's been necessary because we're running deficits and we have more than we can afford. If that went to another FTE with the, you know, proviso that if in fact the listener revenues are, as you were hoping, they do go up, that would change the calculation. But we're not necessarily assuming that they will because we are making some significant changes to our fundraising protocol. Is it possible that we should put one more FTE potentially on the table?
Do you mean for cutting?
No, I'm not going to do
or
that.
Or adding?
Well, no, not adding. We're not, this is a station that's losing money.
I thought it was to increase income then.
Well, okay, so we've got a deficit here. It's not huge, but we've got a deficit and we have to address it. So really the question, the question for the committee essentially is, are we comfortable plopping on an increase in listener support with a 40% cut in premium costs, sort of, or are we comfortable saying that we may not be able to maintain the staffing level that's in this budget because we're assuming that we're not going to have substantially more money than we have had this year? And it's worth saying that KPFK raised more money than any station in the network in listener support and fund drives by close to $400,000. So they are very much at the top of the heap in terms of their fund drive.
But
success,
that's not net, right?
Just in terms of raw numbers. Net, if you go on subtracting total premium costs from listener revenue, I think they still would be on top in terms of the overall numbers, but by a smaller quantity because the premium costs were higher.
I think it's possible to generate that level of listener support with a much lower premium cost because I think that, I will repeat, you know, the bulk of that was that one premium. I think that cost us listener support over the long haul because people spent so much, even though they were getting a good deal, it was still money out of their pocket to keep the FTA.
Okay. So let's ask the rest of the committee, because we know where we stand. I think it's kind of an either-or at this point, because we've already sort of done what we can do in terms of lifting up the donations level and cutting out the direct mail. So let's ask the rest of the committee, people who haven't been talking so much, are you comfortable plopping a listener support increase based on what you've heard, or would you rather hold to a more conservative staffing level? The amount of money we're talking about is about one FTE. And then
money
we're pretty
much
at a balanced budget.
Is that what you're calling the deficit position?
Yeah, that's about how much we're out of whack. So we would either put that in as a contingency on the staffing level, or we would plop up the listener support beyond the actual for the past 2 years by that amount.
And that is following the procedure of treating the depreciation as an expense?
That is the policy of the foundation, yes.
I heard that.
That is
I'm just
what all of the states.
And
that
what
is what all of the states
for the year was that?
I'm answering your question. That is how all of the station budgets will be presented equally. We've already passed Texas's with that, and that's the way that the budgets are designed and produced. In terms of the amount is what Raul quoted as the depreciation totals, which is $5,900 a month.
$70,800.
Uh-huh. Which is good, because that's a considerably reduced number, so they got some items out of there and updated it, which is terrific, because it used to be close to $100,000, so that's good.
And the deficit, although you're saying one FTE, what amount are you attaching to that?
The number that we are off right now is about, and we need to have a small operating surplus, so it's in the 70 to 80 range. That's how much we would have to increase listener support beyond the actuals for the past 2 years in order to even out this budget. Okay, rest
of
the committee.
Question, did you cut the listener support?
Raul and Barbara, can you both wait to be called on? The listener support right now is at $3 million, which is the actuals for 2012 and the actuals for 2013. In other words, we're not increasing it. We did increase the donations to match the actuals of previous years. So that went up by $3,660 by $24,000.
Okay.
Rest of the committee. I'd like to hear from the rest of the committee first. So, guys, what do you think about which of those approaches makes more sense to you? Let's go around the horn, because we have a decision to make. Paul, what do you think? Paul?
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. Yeah, I was muted and I was talking and that doesn't work. Just plumping up as it's been put, the listener support. I've seen way too much of that, both here in New York and elsewhere, and you know it has to be. Simply doing that hasn't worked in the past. I think this is something that requires hard looking. So no, just putting up listener support, I can't support that.
Okay, that takes us. Yeah, that's it. I was going to kind of go around the horn, but go ahead, John. People we haven't heard.
I am also a little bit reluctant to just manufacture a number. I think it was Richard that made the point that just picking a number out of a hat, although some people will say that's a goal, is not an accurate way to do it, because we need some basis in fact for making that determination. And that's the question I raised earlier about the figures that the chair of the Finance Committee raised, Kim, and then the budget that Bernard presented. How do we weigh those things, and is there some external evidence we can use that would help us, or some kind of calculation we could use that would help us to get a better idea of what we realistically could do? I think you've suggested some good things, but I think we also need something concrete. So for this round, that's what I would say. And I would hope that Raul would get a chance to weigh in, and as the CFO, I'm sure he has some other information that would be more technical that would be helpful to us. Thank you.
Okay. Can you Texas.
Yes, Jim. I guess there's already two FTEs that are going to be eliminated by attrition, and if this is a third by attrition, I don't see how you can take a full year of salary out for three positions if you're basing it on attrition, because that's kind of a hope and a prayer, and if everybody stays on, then you haven't eliminated any of them.
Well,
plan that I can't go into for the two, but
So I guess there's some justification for the expectation of attrition. Certainly attrition is the better way to do it. The question is sort of what's the staffing level that you can maintain with the income that you can reasonably expect. I mean, that has to be what the question is. If there were other expenses in here that were discretionary, that would be great, but I haven't seen much evidence of that. And neither Michael nor Tim, you know, the current treasurer or the past treasurer, really thought that that was the case. If someone can identify expenses that they think are discretionary, we don't have to spend in the programming or administrative area, you know, speak up by all means. If, in fact, the revenue does hit a higher target, then obviously that's great, and you won't have to maintain attrition or otherwise project your staffing level. And that's what everybody's hoping for. The question is just, what data do you have to go on? And the data that you have to go on is your previous years, which is these actuals with higher premiums. That is what has happened.
Did anybody
Jim, you're the one that has the floor, I'm sorry.
Yeah, did anyone leave the station last year?
No. No. There was a prior attempt to eliminate two positions that was shut down by the DD, that's before summer. And nothing's been reduced. And the change was up because of the change in the status of the board ops. I'll just reiterate the projected fiscal year 2013 was $3,042,000. The proposed fiscal year 2014 is $120,000 more than that. And Kim's figures also show that the May fund drive, as I say, it was $47,000 a day and $113,000
over. Well, yes, but the August one came in $150,000 under budget.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it offsets.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's August.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have more money than you have. All right, Jim, are you done?
I'm done.
Richard,
go ahead.
Our question was the current projected participation of listener support. I think that number is...
Could you speak up a little, Richard? We can't hear you.
I said I question the current projected anticipated listener support. I think that number is much too high. And if we're talking about even increasing it more, I think we're just getting out in the twilight zone someplace. And I also question whether the payroll amount will actually come down to a doable level. I don't think they'll have much of a track record of actually doing the heavy lifting that has to be done there. And I would think that the only thing that could be done would be to reduce the staffing level to make your budget count.
Hey, Tony, do you want to weigh in on that conundrum?
Hello, can you hear me?
Tony, yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard all of the comments. I tend to lean more towards giving a little discretion and leeway towards the local station board and the local management there and treasurer. I mean, if they did something they feel they can strive toward, a goal that they feel is realistic. So I kind of tilt a little bit to giving the station a little bit more leverage in those areas. So that's where I'm leaning. But I hear what the other members are saying, and have some concern about it.
Yeah, you know, there's a history of giving latitude and not being rewarded for it in the results. And, you know, the 2012 audit is not looking too good. So we do have to take those things into account.
Yeah, so, yeah, those are my comments.
Okay. All right, Barbara and Raul would be next, and then I think I'm going to put a motion on the floor because we got to end this eventually.
Well, I agree with the statement Tony just made, and I'm if you must persist with this depreciation thing, I would say to increase the other income other than listener support, and I don't think it's based on nothing. I think Michael has said that in the past there has been more income in other major donor categories, and I think he also said that this is something they would be spending some more attention and staff time on. So if that is the thing that needs to be adjusted in the budget to remove this, what I think of as a phony deficit, then that's what I would vote for.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, I've got some information here, and I don't know the cut that were made for the listener support projected 2013, but as a point of information here, to date, listener support is at $2,687,000 versus budgeted of $2,562,000 year to date, meaning that they are surpassing their budget for 2013 by $125,000.
Yeah, but we know the results for the August fund drive were over 100K short of what's
okay.
in that budget.
Even with $100,000 short, that I'm anticipating that the station will finish at about 3.180. And
the fulfillment rate is quite low.
Excuse me, who's interrupting?
Sorry. You have to take into account the fulfillment
rate.
I
have the floor, Ms. German.
Mm-hmm.
Please give me the due respect. Thank you. I have for an itemized, we are a little bit over in some other categories of revenue, according to my interim financial statements. We in donations alone were about $10,000 mm-hmm. over on donations, in addition mm-hmm. to the $125,000. Same with website income, we have about 17.5 versus nothing budgeted last year, this year. And so I'm showing about $200,000 above budget, and if you consider the $100,000 deficit from the May fund drive, we're still going to be hitting the year-end revenue to about $3.1 million, and that's where I look at the budget, and I thought it was reasonable enough based on what I have here. And except for the minor changes on the premiums that I said would be... to project and be cash flow... wise, they're in positive territory, and I would support this budget with those minor changes and just leave the revenue projection as it is.
Yeah, believe the KPFK business manager is projecting an operating deficit of close to $200,000 this year. Okay. I think I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. Paul, it's going to be one of those awful complicated motions, so I think what I'll do is just verbally put it out, and we may need to get together later on the exact language. But I will tell you guys what I think makes sense here. All right, so on the line numbers. Listener support, 5,000. Is going to hold at $3 million, which, again, is the audited 2012 actuals and what I would anticipate for 2013 based on less than $2.6 million and approximately $300 coming in from the last fund drive and a little bit of extra. Account 5001 is being change to $40,000 to correspond with actual. Personnel costs, line 24, is squaring with the 2013 projection, with the 2013 projection, and at 1.679. And the other changes that we discussed were the $1,000 that...
No, there was
20,000. No, 20,000, right, the 6,000 was already in there, right. So add 20,000 LSD election expenses, 6,595. Adjust depreciation to actual, account 6655. That's now 70,800. And reduce premium packaging and shipping to $50,000. And that's account 6752. And that was based on level. Is total revenue $3 million? Total expenses. Let's see. Total expenses prior to central services are 2.829. I have to do some math here. Shared services of 592. And an operating surplus before capital of 8,476, which is too low, but I don't see what more we can do. So I'm going to put that on the floor as a motion. And when people are ready, we can vote.
Let me read what I have here. I'm a strong believer in getting it really written down, and we'll all agree on
it. Yeah, I know.
We'll
I'm
fight
sorry.
Forever.
All right. I know.
The motion would be to make on the, obviously on the KPFK FY14 budget, to make listener support, general ledger 5,000, 3.0 million. Next is personnel cost, GL 5001. To 40,000? I mean...
No.
Yeah.
No, 5752 is... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let me get you the correct account. 5,001.
Yeah.
Small donation?
A small donation?
Oh, no. I'm wrong. It's 5752.
Okay, so...
Major donors? We're taking that up to 40,000 to correspond to actuals.
Hold on a second. That's major donors. Because you gave me a line, and I copied the line, so that's why I have
it. The line was with the personnel.
5752 major donors to what?
That is line 8, and that is going up to $40,000.
Okay, that is 40.
to correspond to actual.
Then I have LSVOX. Wait, hold on. Oh, line 24, yes. Okay, so it's not line 24.
Yeah, it's line 24 is the subtotal. Why don't we go down to the detail? It's actually line 69.
Okay,
okay.
Which corresponds to account 6595.
Hold on. Line 69 GL 59 what?
Line 69, account 6595. It had $6,000 in it, and we're changing it to $26,000.
$6,900.
That's including the local station board expenses. I'm just talking about the LSB part. The subtotal includes the $9,000.
Okay, so that's for LSB election.
Yeah.
Okay. Adjust depreciation to actual $70,800. Reduce premium shipping to $50,000, GL5762. Total revenue, $3.43 million. Total expenses prior to shared expenses, $2.829 million. Shared expenses to $592,000. Operating surplus before capital of $8,476. Did I cover it there? Is that about?
That sounds right.
All right, let me read this again because I think
I think you missed the personnel item.
I had personnel in there, and that seems to have gotten something done to it. Do you want to repeat the personnel deal? Because
yeah, what I did with personnel was I held it to the 2013 figure, which is $1.679 million.
Okay, I did have that. Okay, hold on.
That was the one that was line 24, I think.
Yeah, that was line 24, which is GL what?
Oh, I didn't take the figure and break it down between gross salary, FICA, SUE, and the health benefits. And I think for the purpose, since it's already 8 o'clock Pacific, I think for the purposes of this, I'm not going to do that right now. But the overall personnel figure is 1.679, which was the budget level we had in 2013.
That's the Excel line 62.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little under 1.7.
Okay. Let me read this. To make listener support, GL 5000, $3.0 million. Personnel, line 62. Okay, I have to put a period in here. To make personnel, line 62, $1.679
million. Okay.
General Ledger 5752, major donor to $40,000. Line 69, General Ledger 6595, which is now $6,000, to $26,000 for LSB elections. But when I type this up, I'll put things in a better order. To adjust depreciation to the actual $70,800. Reduce premium shipping to $50,000, General Ledger 5762. Total revenue, $3.43 million. Total expenses prior to shared services, $2.829 million. Shared expenses, $592,000. Operating surplus before capital of $8,476. So I have it?
Yeah, I think you have it. That's the best I can do. I'm putting it on the table. And we will need to probably get ourselves to a vote in less than 30 minutes. So let's have whatever discussion we're going to have. and we'll see. No discussion?
I have a question.
Okay, I heard somebody for the SAC.
Michael.
I heard Barbara, and I heard, okay. Michael,
yeah,
then Barbara.
My question's to Michael.
Okay, I said Michael, then Barbara, but
well,
we can do it the other way if you want. It's okay, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted, since I've made these concise little notes, would Michael just go to his budget that he is proposing and give me the same figures as far as not all the changes, the $343 million, the $2.829 million in expenses, and like that.
Okay. Well,
I mean, we should all have the document.
I don't have the document open right now, so that's why I was asking for a quick summary just right at this point.
Michael, do you want to do that or do you want me to do that?
I'm asking Michael for his...
Listen, support in the current document is at 3.162.
No, I thought it was the total revenue.
Total operating expense, the total revenue?
Yeah, the total revenue... Pardon me?
3.570 compared to fiscal year 2013 estimate of 3.554. It's a slight
okay, 3.570. And the total operating expense before shared services?
2.914 compared to estimated for fiscal year 2013 of $3
million. Mm-hmm. And then the central services would be?
Central services is higher because it's a higher listener support,
mm-hmm.
so 567 and 83 for PRA and 651 total, and total expenses 3.
Wait, I didn't get the total for, don't give me the breakdown for the central services, just the total.
$69,710.
Yeah, there's a significant reduction in the CPD grant that has to get factored in.
Yeah, the CPD funding is projected as less for this year than for
mm-hmm.
last year.
Okay, so you said it fast. I thought I got $69,710. Is that correct? The total
Sorry?
Central services?
651110.
651110. Sorry. That is quite different. Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I'm still in the sex myself.
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Okay, so you just heard Roland say that he thought that the projected fiscal year 2013 is going to come out at about 3.1. So I think we could, you know, work with that or something close to that. The budget, as I say, the projected 2013 on this budget was 3.042. And 120,000 more for this year is what's projected. You know, given that they're already cutting 2 FTEs, I don't see how we can cut the budget, given that we've, you know, increased people's pay and benefits. Cut an additional position out. I'm not going to vote for that. I wouldn't support that. I think that, you know, a 3.1 is reasonable. On the 40,000 that you, again, I don't know why they made it so conservative on this one, but fiscal year 2012 audited was 56,994. That's 57,000 projected for for the current year is 43,000. So, you know, split difference, you could put, you know, 50,000 instead of 40,000. I just feel like I'm not sure why we need to wiggle with the figures, but if you did 3.1 as listener support and 50,000 as major donors, whatever that line is called, I forget, then you would leave the personnel costs alone.
Any more discussion?
I want to put in a substitute motion. This is Raul.
Okay.
Okay. Well, as I said earlier, our revenues are pacing higher than what was budgeted this year, except for the anticipated about $100 deficit in the May drive. I would propose and as a motion to leave the budget with the minor changes I have indicated earlier, meaning we could keep the listener support except for these following expense items. The depreciation going to $70,800 for an additional $8,616 of expenses. LSB election to additional $20,000 to $26,900. Premium shipping to $50,000 with a reduction of about $17,000 for a net effect of $11,616 lesser or bigger deficit. And that would put our deficit to about $6,000 negative. But considering the effect of depreciation or the non-effect of depreciation of $70,800, we are still going to be sustainable. This station will be feasible with a total actual cash flow of about $54,000.
Okay, and well, I would ask you to niggle that a bit because the charge for finance committee is that any proposed budget cannot show a deficit. $6,000 is not a lot of deficit, but wiggle your numbers slightly so you're not showing a net.
Did you take into account that the management was willing to adjust the direct mail expenses down?
The direct mail.
So that's 20,000 less somewhere in there. I can't remember what line that was on.
Okay, I have no idea. I have no idea if our Paul has the substitute, we can work it out later. I know what it is. Yeah.
If we try to work it out later, that's a weeping and a gnashing of teeth.
I can do it. I know what he did. So.
Yes, but all of us are on this.
For the rest of us, can you run that down again?
We've got to vote on this.
Yeah, we'll put it in the minutes.
For the information, bro.
Okay, more people.
Well, I heard that Richard wanted to be on the stack. Who's point of informationing?
That's Richard.
Oh, okay. Same thing. Go ahead.
Paul needs to get this wording down. Otherwise, we're going to not argue about what we want to argue about. So let me see what I have. First of all, it started out referencing something said earlier. That's not a part of a motion. What I have is make depreciation 70. Okay, 87,800. Is that it?
No, 70,800.
It is 70,800.
No, we're in agreement on what the number is.
Okay, LSB. It's already 87. Depreciation is already 70,800. So you're not changing that.
Not on the original budget, though.
Okay. Yeah. See, when you make a motion, you got to say what you want the motion to say, not other things.
That's what I did.
LSB elections to 26,900.
Correct.
Premium shipping to 50,000.
Correct.
Then I have 11,616 bigger deficit, so the deficit becomes 6,000. Okay, so deficit to 6,000?
Correct.
And that's all I have at this point here.
That's what I had proposed. And
so the proposal is LSP elections to 26,900, premium shipping to 50,000, deficit to about 6,000, right?
And the depreciation.
Okay. You're naming the same depreciation number as is already in the main
motion. Yes, because it's a substitute motion. Yeah, I'm giving it in entirety.
So you want to redundantly state that...
It's not redundant.
It's not redundant.
Well, it says in the main motion, depreciation is 70,000.
Think of them as a collection, R. Paul.
Okay,
it's a
right,
collection of recommendations.
Exactly.
Let me get it from the person who's making the motion.
Well, the original motion is one. We're voting on one motion that comprises those items. My substitute motion was to the same way, but the different items will change. So I need to reinstate or restate.
Thank you.